Basic Bananas.
Hi, and welcome back to Basic Bananas Radio. Today I'm really excited because we've got one of our wonderful Genius Bunch members on the call with me, Paul DeMichael, because Paul has achieved some incredible things. And so I wanted to really have a chat with him today, especially about one thing, which is he just published a book. And I really want to know a little bit more about, once you've published a book, and I know a lot of our listeners have that, you know, issue, what do you do next? So welcome, Paul.
Thank you very much, Francisca. Lovely to be here.
Thank you. Now, can you just also introduce yourself a little bit? Your business is called The Career Medic. And can you just tell us a little bit about, you know, why The Career Medic and what you're doing? And then we get straight into the book.
Yeah, no problems at all. So yes, my business is The Career Medic. It's basically a coaching business for folks primarily aged over 40. So I guess what you call the more mature worker and folks who either find themselves between jobs as a result of redundancy or potentially in a job they don't like. But in both cases, they've probably been out of job search mode for a while and sort of stepping into the modern world of job search. It's all very confusing and confounding. So I provide particular skills training and things like resumes, participating well in interviews, LinkedIn profiles, networking for job search and things like that. So that probably resonates with my tagline, which is taking the worry out of job search for the over 40s, because literally they're stepping into a different world of job search than perhaps 10 or 15 years ago.
Yeah.
I only put my business together about a year back, but I guess what led me into this sort of business was my own experience of job loss over three occasions in my corporate career. And I was in human resources for 25 odd years and had the opportunity to live and work in Singapore and the UK for a dozen years. But unfortunately, I also lost my job due to redundancy on three occasions. So I think that probably is a logical progression for me to sort of move into a profession outside of HR work where I could help other people who have experienced job loss and been challenged to get back into work.
Yeah, and you're certainly doing an amazing job also with your programs and really making a difference. And then you decided to be able to touch even more people and even people that maybe don't live, in an area where you can work or just really to have more exposure to more people. You published a book.
Yes, I did. I had the brainstorm, I guess, about 12 months ago. I'd attended the Key Person of Influence event, about 18 months ago. And one of the speakers there was a gentleman called Andrew Griffiths, who's written quite a number of books.
Yeah,
and
he's fantastic.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
We've actually got a show with him too. So if you
want
to know more about him, the listener, Google search in our show, Andrew Griffiths. He's wonderful.
Oh, look, I can certainly vouch for that. And I guess he was largely an inspiration. Sitting there listening to Andrew's story was an inspiration for myself. But, it was a topic I was very passionate about in terms of job search, given my own, personal experiences. But, listening to Andrew speak was the prompt. And I suppose also for my business, Francisca, was a case of, to give myself some validation. And of course, we all know the word author is around authority. So, it was a validation for me as a career coach. And I guess it gives me that positioning I know what I'm talking about, not just on a theoretical level, but also practical as well. And I guess bringing all those ideas, thoughts, approaches into a book was what I set out to do.
Amazing. And also a lot of people, especially in the last few years, you can see a lot of people publishing their books. And there just seems to be this big surge of books coming out. Some are good, some are not so good. But what I see either way is that a lot of those people are coming out of the book, but then they're like, okay, now what? Now what do I do with this thing? I've just spent, all my sweat, tears and efforts on putting this thing out. What's next? I mean, what do I do with this thing? And you've done a few incredible things. So I'd love to hear from you, actually. What have you done since the book has come out?
No, thank you very much, Francisca. And obviously, I need to give credit to you and the guys at Basic Bananas because I'm an old HR guy. I know nothing about marketing. So, really, if it wasn't for the program, I would have been clueless with all this stuff. Or if I'd have attempted some things, I would have, I'm sure, been going in the wrong direction. But, I had the formal launch of the book on the 30th of September. in Hornsby, near where I live. But there was a lot of planning leading up to that in terms of social media exposure, and particularly on LinkedIn, because my ideal client will largely reside on that sort of business social media tool of LinkedIn. I also had some help with a press release, so I was obviously hoping to get a little bit of exposure from the launch, and I sent that out to various media, but predominantly, you know, sort of the print media and radio. Also sent an invitation to Paul Fletcher, who's my local Member of Parliament now on Malcolm Turnbull's government, who was able to attend the launch. So with the press release, I was also fortunate to get only a couple of bites, but I had a brief article written in the Ku-ring-gai Examiner, which is, again, is a local news media in my area. But most importantly, I was able to get an interview on Radio 2GB, which is the number one AM station in Sydney and has some affiliate stations in Canberra and Brisbane, I believe. But was able to score basically a 15-minute conversation about my book. And also I was able to take some calls from listeners about things related to job search and those sorts of things. So, you know, I also have sent my book to a couple of local libraries, and I've got a book, I guess, Meet the Author event at Linfield Library in early December. So, you know, for me, it was like doing the book, but as you say, I wanted to then get some impetus behind that and get some publicity so that would help position my business, The Career Medic, and I guess I am The Career Medic, so position me as an authority in my field and some validation around what I do and helping people get their next job.
Amazing. And especially, you know, I love how you really leverage it and how you actually, you know, you've never done PR before.
Never.
Never. And I mean, the most business owners never have done PR before, but they also often can't afford a PR agency because you know, they charge from anywhere from basically anywhere from $3,000 usually or yes. $5,000 up. And so for a lot of small businesses, it's really hard to afford that. So you basically took our formula that we've given you, our press release template, you wrote your press release, you went out, you found the right contacts to send this to, and you did it all by yourself.
I did. And again, as you say, with some direction from the guys and, you know, Julia and yourself and Christo were great. My daughter works in sort of marketing and PR, so she cast her eye over it. But yeah, was sending out the template with some additional help. And, you know, I sent out probably, I guess, 15 press releases and got two responses. And it was the press Amazing. Release with the book. But look, I think I said the other day to you, I was probably expecting zero. But just having that one hit with 2GB is hopefully might lead to some other things. The announcer I was working with that day sort of said, look, you know, if you've got your card there, would mind getting it back in for some occasional work when there's topics around employment or mature workers. So, you know, hopefully it turns into some other gigs down the track. Because it's, as you say, it's all good free exposure, and to pay for it, it'd be very expensive.
Exactly. So what was your angle for the radio station?
Look, that was really down to the announcer. I sort of walked in with a bit of a prep about what I wanted to talk about. But, you know, he asked me a few questions about, you know, why I wrote the book and that sort of stuff. But then it was a case of, okay, let's take some calls. And I had calls from people wanting to ask about LinkedIn profiles. And, you know, one guy was getting to interviews but not getting jobs, you know, how to use recruiters. So it was, really, it was something I was quite nervous about, obviously, mm-hmm. because, you know, it could have been 10 people on the radio. It could have been 10,000 or 100,000. But I think it's about, you know, sort of having a passion and a knowledge of what you work with. And I love what I do as a profession now. And, you know, obviously I keep learning about it. And I guess that helped raise my confidence. And I think I got through it okay.
And did you know that what's going to happen on the call? Did you know it was going to be Q&A or they just pretty
much? Yeah, no, they mentioned Q&A, but of course what comes through.
Okay, you never know.
Yeah, I mean, it could be anything, and it literally was. As I say, it was a diverse array of topics. When it first started, the announcer had sort of said, he raised a question about discrimination against more mature workers, and I'm thinking, oh, this is going to go down a particular avenue, which is quite topical.
Yeah.
But I sort of said, look, you know, there's discrimination. I wouldn't say discrimination, it's quite a hard word, but, you know, there's certainly prejudice and bias. Just as there is, you know, in terms of, you know, gender or race or religion or other things. But, you know, I also said that the biggest challenge in job search for more mature workers is themselves, because we say things like, oh, I'm too old, who'd want me? They'll take the 35-year-old or the 30-year-old. So I tried to steer it away from that and got more into some of the practicalities of effective job search. But, yeah, it was all pretty much off the cuff. I obviously had some thoughts ahead of the interview. But, yeah, I think I managed mm-hmm. all the questions pretty well. At least that's what people tell me.
Were you nervous when you went in?
I'm a bloody oath. But it's really weird. I mean, you get there to the radio station, you sort of sit out in the reception area. One of the producers came out, and then you sort of sit in a little anteroom where you can see them behind the glass wall. And then literally, you know, a minute or 2 minutes from due on, they usher me through. The guy's obviously looking at my book for the first time.
Yep.
And then they sort of started from there. There were a few little breaks in between. But look, it was just really interesting to see. You see that sort of stuff on television, but to actually be there was quite surreal. But I guess that's one of those things. It's nice to have the experience and, you know, after having a taste of it, I'd love to have more.
Yeah, absolutely. And for the how you approach them. So when I asked about the angle before, I mean, like, what in your press release, what did you say? What was your approach? What was your idea?
It was definitely around the hook about, you know, the issue around mature workers and the higher incidence of unemployment in that particular category. And also the struggles that people have accommodating the modern world of job search, particularly the online stuff like LinkedIn and online job boards. And that was probably the hook that got them in on the press release, because it is quite a topical issue, the issue of mature age workers getting into roles. So, that was really, really great. And, so that was the tag, and they sort of focused on that during the Q&A session as well.
Great. So what's your advice for any fellow authors that want to get some publicity? What would you tell them?
Oh, look, you know, you've got get that press release
do it.
Together. You've got to do it, you know, because as you say, you don't just write a book and let it sit there. You know, you get, I guess, an opportunity to write it, but then to get it out in the market. And, you know, for me, sending out a press release, and I'm thinking, good God, what if I do get invited for a radio interview? But I guess you've got to put those sort of, you know, thoughts to one side, and you know your stuff intimately well, and you just go with it. It's, I guess, life's all about new experiences. And for me, just being on the Basic Bananas program and now sort of going into this domain has been all new, wonderful experiences. But, you know, it's been a whole lot of fun as well. But, just do it. Just go for it.
I'm so happy for you. Now, the other two things that you also did that are really clever are you did a book launch, and you also did you're doing a Meet the Author in December. How did you approach? Let's talk about the book launch first. So what would you recommend, like, for someone, again, who is just publishing a book or has published a book in the last year? How would you approach this whole book launch thing?
Yeah, I mean, it's that launching pad for the book. You know, the book's written, and then as we just talk about sort of getting it out into the market. But, you know, it was a case of I put together a structure or timeline for the launch. So I wanted to run it midweek, and it was on a Wednesday evening. We ran from 7 to 8:30, and of course that's imposing on people's personal and private time. But, you know, I had friends and family and ex-clients and colleagues, and of course was very fortunate that my local MP Paul Fletcher was along to support it, and that allowed some press in the Ku-ring-gai Examiner. But I think the key thing is just sort of map out what you want from the evening. I only had a short amount of time, you know, even though it was an hour and a half, it was probably only 30 or 40 minutes of formal presentation, where I had a gentleman who's a very good friend of mine act as the master of ceremonies. So that took some stress off my shoulders, and he could be the ringmaster for the evening. So he knows me quite well. So of course he took the mick out of me and made some jokes at my expense. But, you know, he asked me some questions similar to what we're talking about today. Why did you write the book? Who's it for? So on and so forth. Paul Fletcher, the Member of Parliament, said a few kind words. And, you know, I did some book signings and sold a few books in the night, and then just had a chance to mingle, as I say, with friends, family, colleagues and clients. And so for me, there was a lot of stress leading up to the event. You know, on the evening, I was able to actually sort of sit back. So I had some of my kids acting as waiters, and, you know, Jack, my friend, was emceeing, and we had a plan of attack. And I'd met him a week or two beforehand just to go through the structure of the event. So, you know, it all went very, very well. And, I was a very relieved person come 8:30, 9 o'clock that evening that it had all finished and accomplished everything I wanted it to.
Amazing. And you know, one other thing that stands out with you and your success with your book so far is you just take action. You just, you know, for example, with Paul Fletcher, you just probably asked him. Did you email him, or how did you get in touch with him?
He's my local member. I sent an email to his office, again, not expecting much back because he's a busy guy. And then in the midst of it, Tony Abbott was dumped as Prime Minister. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's sort of upheaval in terms of where people would sit in the Parliament. Mm-hmm. But I pretty much got a response from his assistant within a day or two saying that Paul would love to attend and he's very passionate about the subject. And, in fact, the night that he attended, he was flying back from Canberra, ironically, to attend my event. And he obviously is spending time away from his family to devote to a constituent, you know, a little person like me. But,
yeah,
you know, it was just tremendous to have his support, and, you know, really good guy. And, you know, I think he could also empathise because he's also written a book, and he's an old corporate guy and sort of been around the sort of, you know, mature worker thing before. So, yeah, no, it was great.
Amazing. And then the other thing, the third thing is the Meet the Author, which is at one of your, is it a local bookstore that you're doing that?
No, it's at the Linfield Library, and I think it's on the 4th of December, so it's like an afternoon slot. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the good thing about that is, again, I just, you know, sent a book and a press release to the library, you know, they were interested. I've got, you know, books around the Ku-ring-gai libraries. There's about five or six libraries there and a couple in the Hornsby Shire. But, yeah, so it's an opportunity where they'll do full publicity for me, Facebook, website, flyers, posters. And I turn up on the day and I guess do a bit of a blurb about the book and answer some questions about job search and hopefully get a chance to sell a few books. But again, it's all free publicity, and, you know, it's something a lot of the local libraries encourage. You know, it's a very competitive space, but again, it's quite a topical issue that I wrote my book on, mm-hmm. and I think that's what got their interest. So mm-hmm. I'm really looking forward to that in a couple of months' time.
So you basically just sent them your book and the same press release that went to the media?
Yeah, I'm a local, you know, resident. I've written this book. You know, the whole mature age, you know, out of work thing is a very topical issue, and I heard back fairly quickly. And yeah, so I got a slot in early December to, I think it's about an hour or 2 hours. I get to do my Meet the Author thing. But the thing for me was all that free publicity, which, as you said before, is just you know, it's worth a lot.
Yeah, that's a fantastic approach. I think for anyone listening who has a book, that's such a great idea to approach your local libraries or even bookstores. And mm-hmm. as Paul says, just send them the book and send them a press release and then follow up. Drop in, say hi. Did you have to follow up with this one, or
they were all very proactive and reached out to me. And mm-hmm. you just mentioned local bookstores. So one of the next things I'll be doing is to, in fact, today I made a list of sort of local, you know, sort of non-chain bookstores where, and I've worked very closely, which has been great, with the guys at the Book Cover Cafe, with Anthony Putty and his team, who are obviously affiliated with Basic Bananas. And, you know, again, I guess some advice there is, you know, to work with someone like Anthony and the Book Cover Cafe as they can provide the direction. Because, again, I was clueless about marketing. I was clueless about writing a book and mm-hmm. certainly about getting it out there and getting some publicity. But, that was invaluable, the support and guidance there. So I'll be getting the book out into some local bookstores and basically on a contingency basis. So I'll be giving them, say, 3 or 5 copies. If they sell them, clearly they receive all the proceeds, but that might be the impetus then to for them to buy some books from me and have those in their stores. So I've identified about a dozen bookstores I'll be targeting in the next week or two to approach, you know, get some books in there. Hopefully they sell, and that would be the impetus to some future orders.
That's such great advice. I love it. I'm really glad I invited you, because I'm sure there are so many listeners on the call today that go, oh my God, this is so invaluable, because it's so doable. It's so doable. Now, what's next for you? What's next? I mean, yeah, you're now the famous author that has to meet the author and all that. You know, what else?
my daughter was joking that I'll probably get a slot on the Celebrity Apprentice next year as a D-list celebrity. But look, I think it's just the start, Franziska. I, you know, as we said before, getting the book out is a baseline, and I was fortunate to attend the Genius Bunch earlier this week, and that prompted another great you know, collection of ideas that I can take forward. But, you know, I want to leverage that initial profile and momentum that I've got already. I want to keep my blogs going, and I've been sort of doing blogs where I've shared excerpts of my book. I want to link up with some other bloggers in my space, particularly around the mature age, mature worker area. Yeah. You know, great idea from yourself on Monday about, you know, giving away perhaps on an ebook format the first chapter of the book so that people can read that, and perhaps then as an impetus to buy the full version. Mm-hmm. More networking, building alliances. I certainly want to do a bit more about Facebook ads with the book as the focus of that. I want to do some videos on my website of me talking about the book and also my pitch, but also leading up to Christmas, you know, look at some sort of campaign where obviously my book can be a potential gift for folks who are either, again, between jobs or looking to change jobs in the new year. So really for me, it's just created more work, more marketing opportunities. But again, it's just been a brilliant platform. And especially as I can say, you know, I've got the book, I've got, you know, some profile on radio, I've got something online, I've done a library launch. So it hopefully just continues to build upon itself and continues with that momentum.
Yeah, and that's one thing that you've been really, that what I've noticed about you a lot over the last 12 months of knowing you and working with you in the Clever Bunch and then the Genius Bunch is your consistency. You know, the success doesn't happen overnight. You really have to put in the work. You have to be consistent. You have to write this blog, even though you just don't feel like it right now. And you really want to throw it all in because you don't even know if someone is reading it. And, you know, you just got to like keep that momentum going. And you have been so consistent all along. Like every time I see you're consistent, you're publishing really good content on your LinkedIn, you're doing a good job by being consistent and persistent, and that's really what gets you to where you're going. It's incredible.
Oh, thank you so much. And look, you know, I think advice for other folks out there, look, there is a lot of work, and you know, just physically writing the book, although again, if you're passionate about the topic or subject that you're writing about, I found the words came quite easily. It still takes time, and I was in the habit of sort of, you know, waking up early in the morning, you know, 5:30 to sort of 7 o'clock was my sort of sweet spot, you know, no interruptions, quiet, you know, refresh for night's sleep, and I could just really devote my attention to the book. But you know, even then, going through the processes of, you know, copy editing and proofreading and, you know, typesetting and the design of the cover, you do have to be prepared to, you know, dedicate a lot of an investment of time. But again, if you love what you're doing, whether it's career coaching or marketing or fitness, I mean, you know, it makes it a lot easier.
Yeah, I love it. Now, the last question that I'd like to ask you, and I think I'm putting you on the spot a little bit maybe, is I always ask this question: what's one of the funniest or weirdest things that has ever happened to you in your business?
In my business?
Or even, even if you have something in your life that pops up.
Jeez, that's a tough question to answer. It's hard to say. So I've had some interesting experiences. Probably the most interesting experience I've had, though, is as a parent. I've got four children, and my two youngest children are actually Cambodian by birth. So I think having adopted children while we lived in Singapore from a third world country, and the experience of visiting, you know, a very underprivileged country like Cambodia, and especially an orphanage where there are many children with physical and emotional deformities, was quite a humbling experience. Mm. But, you know, so I think that's been one of the highlights of my life. And I guess it's an interesting experience if it falls in that category. But so I've got, my time overseas, I've got very much an international flavour to my family, having, you know, two Cambodian children and two natural-born children. Amazing. In my family as well.
I didn't even know that. That's incredible. I'm glad that you shared your story. I'm not surprised that you and your wife are such – you know, humble and amazing people.
So. Oh, look, my wife is the angel. I just pull out the credit card and nod my head yes all the time.
You're pretty angelic too, Paul. So we want to give you some credit too here. So, Paul, where can people find out more about you? What's your website?
Yep, they can visit www.thecareermedic.com, and the Career Medic is all one word. Or, of course, they can. There's a Facebook and a LinkedIn pages they can visit as well. And if they wanted to purchase the book, it's available on Amazon and some other online bookstores as well, but hopefully more exposure in some of the bookstores in due course as well.
Great. And also on your website you would have a link for your book.
Absolutely too. So if they go to the tab on book, there's a link to Amazon and also to some other stores.
Awesome. We'll post a link to your website below the show so people can go there straight away to have a look. And of course, if anyone is listening that would love to talk about this topic or even interview you, you can hear that Paul's got quite the radio voice, so feel free to get in touch.
I've had practice.
You're doing really well. So thanks so much for your time today, and thank you for sharing your awesome practical wisdom about what to do once you've got a book. I really appreciate it.
That's very kind, Francisca. I really appreciate the opportunity, and would encourage everyone to go down this path if they feel so inclined. It's a wonderful experience.
Amazing. Thanks so much.
Basic bananas.